overbooked. Terribly overbooked. Sometimes that works with wrestling matches, sometimes it doesn't. The great news for the North on this episode 10, which is the final of their tournament, is that the wrestling that's gone before it allows that overbooking. Well, it means that the overbooking doesn't overbalance the match. It allows the match to still be stupendous. And that's because of the work that Marco Estrada and Dick Durning do in this match. You only need the one match in this 20-minute episode. Crowd are really into it. You don't need the overbooking either, because the crowd will do that extra work for you. And it was brilliant until then. Let me give you some of the moves here. A Durning Bulldog into the buckle. Immediate split-legged moonsault. A cutter from Marco Estrada as Dick Durning dives into the ring. A back elbow from Estrada. A Durning uppercut. Fast and furious action. Blue Thunderbomb from Marco Estrada. A big nasty urinaga from Marco. Big clothesline from Dick Durning. Both of them down. Dick Durning hit a roundhouse kick. But back came Estrada with a back cracker. Off the top. A Durning Hurricane Rana to Marco Estrada. But Estrada back with a gutbuster. Or was that Durning with a gutbuster? I lost track because it's just so fast and furious and wonderful. Estrada certainly hit that roll through spiked cutter. I mean, it was a cutter that spiked him on the top of his head. The ref then takes a chair away from Estrada, which allows him to low kick Durning whilst the ref's back's turned. Pile driver, frog splash. Durning kicks out. And then Estrada considered what he was going to do next because he was angry that it wasn't a three and he just hit the ref. There's a new ref in. He counts. It's 2.999 recurring. It looked like a three. The commentary team said it was looked like a three. Then Estrada mistakenly booted the new ref. You can see what I'm saying about overbooking, can't you? It gets worse. As far as overbooking goes. And Durning gets the roll up. Doesn't get that, of course, the ref's not there. So the crowd can count and get febrile. Estrada gets a door, sets it up in the corner. Ref gets the chair away from him. Or tries to. He tries to hit her. It bounces off the top rope. Yep. Hits him in the face. And then she grabs him and throws him through the door. Because she was angry with him, obviously, but that shouldn't stand, should it? It's too much overbooking. Durning hit a kind of face buster, which was nice, for the pin. And even though this was overbooked, and I understand why they did it, even though it was overbooked and a little bit egregious, to be honest, the work that those two did allowed us and allowed me to say this is one of the best matches I have seen, even with that overbooking in recent months. That's something special. Without the overbooking, it's a match of the year contender. Because of all the atmosphere and the work as well. What a shame they felt they had to overbook it. But the North have got something special going on. I've really enjoyed these programmes and I'll continue to watch because you know I'm a sucker for wrestling. You know I love good wrestling and this is blooming good. Ta-ta.